Oh, that's right. I came to have a good time. How about you? Hey, that's a little bit more of the Keisha Pratt Band. I tell you what, I had a great conversation with her yesterday, and we'll be posting all those interviews on our Facebook page and on our website. And of course, tomorrow is the beginning of the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. So, you know, it's going to be happening, and it's exciting. It's finally here. We've been talking about it for weeks, and it just is great that it is almost here. So, tomorrow it begins. Today, we've got a great group of artists we're going to be talking to. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to John Picard, who's a blues reggae drummer, and he is working at this festival with Davis Cohen. So we'll be talking to him in just a minute. Then we got Tad Walters, who is a North Carolina blues artist extraordinaire. Coming up after that, we got Peter Karp, and he's pretty fascinating, as well as Tim or Rebecca, I'm not sure which one is calling us, from the Nouveau Honkies. And you know, they're those blues band that is so much fun from Florida. And we end up with Mark Wenner from the legendary Nighthawks. I was just doing some research, and wow, quite an accomplished group that Shrimp City Slim, Gary Irwin, has put together for us right here in Greenwood. The only thing I will say is you got to be attentive, because some of these artists are only playing once, maybe twice. Some of the other artists are on the main stage, they're in the restaurants, they're everywhere every night, but some of them are just here for one performance. In fact, John Picard, the drummer for International Morality, we're going to talk a little bit about that, the reggae blues guy and drummer extraordinaire, we're going to only be able to see them 9 to 12 at Buffalo Grill. So that's Saturday night. So if you want to see Davis Cohen and John Picard, you'll have to be at Buffalo Grill Saturday night. So that's what I'm talking about. Some of these only have one time. So that makes it tough. You got to be keep this weekend open and keep listening right here on WCRS. Hey, let's hear my blues WCRS Frank's Car Wash promo. Andy, if you could set that one up for us so we could play that. You can win a car wash. That's the bottom line. I'd love for you to give me your opinion of my attempt at singing the blues while I'm cruising in a dirty car. Hey, give us a call right now, 229-7984. Listen to this, and we'll be back, I hope, right here with John Picard. Don't you go away. I am a woman of shame and sorrow because I cruise in a dirty car, and I can't cruise the Greenwood Blues Cruise in a dirty, dirty car. But my luck has changed. I won a car wash on WCRS to Frank's Car Wash, and now I can cruise the Greenwood Blues Cruise in a clean, clean car. Thank you, WCRS, for the free coupon to Frank's Car Wash. You too can win a car wash. Call us at WCRS 864-229-7984 to win a deluxe car wash so you can cruise in a clean, clean car absolutely free, only at WCRS 864-229-7984.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Right.
We're right here on WCRS, and we have John Picard. He is a talented multi-instrumentalist based out of Charleston, South Carolina. He plays the drums, bass, guitar, and so much more, I'm sure. He loves all genres, but he's particularly, I think, likes the reggae music and the blues. My great honor to introduce John Picard. How you doing today?
Doing lovely, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. I guess living down there in Charleston, getting a little reggae going and the blues is a pretty good thing, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Every day is a gift.
It is. So how did you get started in this music?
In music, I would have to say that probably just being with mom and dad, listening to the Beatles, Stones, Steely Dan, Earth, Wind & Fire, etc., in the house, and just really bored, and I guess just decided to pick it up. My uncle was a drummer, and riding in the car with him, watching him play drums on the dashboard was a really big inspiration as well.
Oh, okay. Well, and so that's how you got into music. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Anderson, South Carolina, right here, right there in the upstate. Got started, I guess, about 1989, right around 89, mm-hmm. in middle school, and decided I wanted to play the drums, and everybody wanted to play the drums at that particular time, so the band director forced me to play trumpet. And I faked it for a couple of years, and then I guess he had heard me play drums, and he said, John, I guess the biggest mistake that I made was making you play trumpet. You're a drummer. So played my first drum recital with Crocodile Rock in the sixth or seventh grade, and here we are.
Well, how about that? That's pretty that's pretty interesting. So,
yes, ma'am.
And so what you have, what's the fascination with the reggae music? Because, gosh, you have done a lot with that.
Yes, ma'am. It's you know, pretty surprising for someone from Anderson, South Carolina to be so involved. When I was, I would probably say, right in high school, I'd had a chance to see the Itals, which is a vocal harmony group from Jamaica. And they were actually nominated for a Grammy back in the 80s, but I'd had a chance to see them. And I really developed a love for that style of music. And then I kind of got away from it for a while. And then I got to hear King Yellow Man. And then I was like, okay, this is really what I want to do. So I moved to Charleston in 1999. And just kind of came down here because at that particular time, there really wasn't much to offer musicians in the upstate at that particular time. So I had a lot of my friends move down here, so there was like a whole exodus of musicians from Anderson that moved to Charleston, and I decided to be the tail end of that exodus and wound up being down here and was able to land a couple of gigs. And some friends of mine were in a bar one night, and they were all going to college at Charleston, and they said, let's go to let's plan a trip for spring break to go to Jamaica. And I was like, well, that sounds great. I don't think I'm going to be able to afford to go. So I sweet-talked my parents into paying half, went to Jamaica, and just jumped right into music right away. We were working, actually was working there at the Jamaica Grand in Ocho Rios as a resort drummer, and just really fell in love with the music and was able to make a lot of friends. And when I got back into the States, at that particular time, it was right after 9/11. A lot of Jamaican musicians couldn't get their visas to come over, so I was on the front line for a while for a lot of the artists that would come over. They'd call me and be able to work with them, and you know, it was just kind of found myself doing it, and still to this day, still at it.
And that's where that song "Don't Worry, Be Happy" came from, right? No, just kidding.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. So, Bobby McFerrin tune.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyways, how did so you were playing with that, and then it says here something about you became a drummer for International Morality?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, International Morality was a band that a friend of mine from Holland and I formed with a keyboard player named George Hughes. His name's George, but I guess, you know, people say George, you know, I guess it's the way they call his name. And he's from the U.S. Virgin Islands. And I'd met him. He was working with Junior Marvin and the Wailers, and just so happened to find out that he was living in Charleston. So we put together a band called International Morality. And then at that particular time, Tommy, the guitar player, and I were writing a lot of songs, and I was doing all the arrangements. And to be able to, you know, to do that, I found myself playing bass in that band. We had another drummer. So that was the International Morality, but it actually disbanded about a year and a half ago because the good singer and songwriter had moved back home with his family to Holland.
Okay. I thought maybe Internet Morality had gone out the window. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, International Morality was kind of short lived, but it was a really good band, and we have some music on Reverb Nation, but we never like released any music on CD or anything like that. But we have some stuff online. Wow. But we disbanded when Tommy moved back to Holland with his family.
Okay, so what do you do now?
Right now, I am a proud member of Shrimp City Slim.
Okay.
He's my fearless band leader.
Yep.
And a mentor as well. And I'm working with a traditional ska band, which is the band's called Well Charged, and we're doing really well. We have an EP that's going to be released in mid-August, and we've got a lot of really cool shows on the horizon. But we play like more trad ska music and Jamaican jazz and a bunch of Jamaican R&B music.
Now on your Facebook, Now on your Facebook page, you've got a lot of looks like Jamaican art.
Yes, ma'am. That was I believe that was a friend of mine, Cameron, up in Wilmington. There was a show that we had did a couple of years ago with Edge Michael, which is the nephew of the wailing Peter Tosh, and that was a show that we had did with him, and she was able to capture it on paint.
Wow. Okay. Well, I just wondered because I was like, well, is he into art too?
No, man. I find it very relaxing to do some painting, but with the music schedule right now, it's hard to find the time.
So, do you go out with Gary on the Charleston the cruises around the bay?
Yes, ma'am. I do. It's a lot of fun.
I bet it is a lot of fun,
especially right around the scenery and the musicians. Mm-hmm. And the hours are great.
The hours are great?
Yes, ma'am. We go out at 7 and we're done at 9. But it's a really fun gig. It's actually the highlight of my week.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We've always been going to come down there and broadcast live on the radio. I just never make it down there to Charleston with my schedule up here. But that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to join us sometime.
Absolutely. Well, you are going to be playing with Davis Cohen, right? Saturday
yes,
night,
ma'am.
Buffalo Grill.
Yes, ma'am. He's a longtime friend of mine, and it's going to be a lot of fun. He's releasing a bunch of new music, and every time I see him, he's got something for me to learn, and he's always throwing curveballs at me, so it's always a challenge.
Well, I know that you play with a lot of different bands, and you hire yourself out, I guess, as a drummer when somebody needs a drummer. I wanted to ask
yes,
you,
ma'am.
That has to be a little bit difficult to step right in into different groups.
It really is. It really is. A lot of folks just think that it's, you know, the time that you spend on stage that you're working, but the logistics and the preparation, it's a full-time job times two.
Right. I mean, that's what I was thinking, to be able to be prepared to stand in and be ready to go.
Yes, ma'am. it's a full-time job for sure.
Oh, okay.
It's you know, and to be, you know, to be up on a lot of different styles of music too, because a lot of musicians just play, you know, one style of music. To be able to play, you know, multiple instruments, and to be able to jump in on a jazz gig or a blues gig or a gospel, reggae, funk.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got to be pretty accomplished now there, John.
Well, it's the main objective is just to jump in the fire and not get burned.
Well, I guess that's true. So who's the, who would you like to play with more than, you know, the somebody out there? Who would you like to play with?
Who would I like to play with?
Yeah.
Well, it's a dream that will probably never come true, but I always would love to play with Stevie Wonder. That's a good question. Okay. Would like to be able to work with Sly and Robbie from the Taxi Gang.
Okay.
It's and sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for.
That's true.
Because when I was little and I saw the Itals and Yellow Man, I found myself on stage with them.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was two Grammy nominated artists before I was even, you know, before I was even 25 years old. But I don't know, I've always loved Stevie Wonder, and I mean, if I could work with him or Vince Gill, any of the Western swing guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of the musicians that we look up to are all the unsung heroes.
Well, that's true. That's true. And a lot of them are getting old.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's got to be a new generation coming through that we can look up to. And in the blues, that's, those standards are the ones we're losing.
Yes, ma'am. That's the reason why we have to do our best to preserve the music and to keep the fire burning, you know, for that genre of music. You know, it's the music's going to live forever, but it's, you know, it's up to the musicians to respect it and to do it justice and
absolutely.
And to so on and so forth.
Well, that sounds good. So when are you coming to town?
I will be coming into town probably I'll definitely be getting there early Saturday afternoon. And we're going to stay overnight and visit the family. We've got family in Anderson, so we're going to stay for the weekend. So we're going to get into town probably early Saturday and go ahead and start revving up for the show.
Well, it sounds great. You're coming into a... Have you ever been here before to the Blues Cruise?
This is my first time.
Okay.
With the Blues Cruise, and hopefully won't be the last.
Absolutely, because you'll be having a great time. The barbecue is fantastic. All the groups, if you just go to the main tent and just the main stage and just hang out there, you'll see some great acts. So we certainly look forward to seeing you here in Greenwood. One show only at Buffalo Grill with Davis Cohen Saturday night from 9 to 12. So we'll look forward to seeing you then, John. Thanks so much for calling us.
You have it. You got it, Ann. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and join the news in progress. We'll be back. Our next guest, if he calls in on time, is Tad Walters, a North Carolina blues artist.
And I have to...
The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building.
Oh, that's right. We're ready to... sing the blues, play the blues, and find out about another artist that is going to be here for the Blues Cruise this weekend. It is the Ted Walters Band, that's right, is going to be coming to town. I've got Ted on the phone with us. How you doing today, Ted?
I'm pretty good, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. I understand, let's see, that you're from North Carolina, from Raleigh?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right? Okay. And
that's correct.
How did you, let's see, I think you were born in Canton, Ohio, and then you moved to Raleigh. Did your family have a position or something there, moving there?
Oh, yeah. I've lived here since I was about five or so.
Five or so,
and,
okay.
Grew up in Raleigh.
Yeah, that's a good area up there with all the schools and everything right in that area. So I'm sure you've had a great time. And how did you get into music, blues, music, any type of music? How did you get into music?
Oh, my mother had a guitar when I was a kid, and I started noodling around with it and just started playing, and that was from that point on. I just kept on with it, and been doing it for most of my life, I guess.
Okay, and then after you got the guitar down, didn't you start playing the harmonica, correct?
Yeah, I started playing a couple of years ago. I was about 14 or so, and I picked the harmonica. My uncle bought me one for Christmas. My aunt and uncle got me one for Christmas one year, and I just started noodling around with that thing and trying to get better at it. And then that put me on the road when I was about 18 or 19.
18 or 19. You didn't go to college up there in Raleigh with all those schools?
Oh, no. I went to college in Boone for about 3 months, and then I got a call to go on the road with Bob Margolin.
Yeah.
And, I decided to take that route.
That's one of those things where two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and you decided to travel one, right? But that was a good experience. I bet that was a great experience.
Oh, we did. About 25 years later, I'm still doing it, still playing with him all the time, sometimes, and so we're still at that.
Well, how does it feel to be with a legend? I mean, he's a pretty big legend out there.
Oh, he's we make some good racket together sometimes.
Racket?
He's one of the best. Well, yeah, that's what I call it. But he's one of the best guitar players around there. So around anywhere, really. So we travel all over the place. We just got back home from Sweden last month. And fixing to go, I guess, down to Florida and Atlanta and Birmingham. But not before I bring my guys down to Greenwood tomorrow. So we're really looking forward to that.
Well, how many guys are in your band?
Well, I got two other guys. I got Chuck Cotton playing drums. He's the guy. I've been playing with him since when I joined Bob's band. He was playing drums with Bob, and we still play together. And then I got a young cat named Daniel Anderson on bass, and he can play guitar, drums, and I've actually heard him play piano too. And he's really good at it. He's a really good all-around musician, but I got him playing bass and maybe some guitar on this festival.
Wow. So let's see. So you have traveled everywhere. How do you find the blues? Do you think the blues is bigger than it's been, getting bigger, not getting bigger? What do you think?
All right, that's a tough question. The music business has really changed over the last 20 or 30 years, you know, since the internet came out. And if you want to listen to some music, all you got to do is push a button on your phone, you know. And when I was a kid growing up, I had to ride my bike to the record store.
That's true.
It's a whole different thing. And, Now, these days it's changed, so it's hard to say. The live music, you know, like clubs and restaurants and bars and that kind of thing, festivals and stuff, that's getting a little bit lighter, it seems. But things like people, if they want to hear the music, they can just hit a button on their phone, like I said, you know.
Well, you know, that's very interesting. You know, so many people like vinyl, and there's been kind of a comeback on vinyl. What do you think about that?
Well, I think my record player quit a few years ago, so I threw it out.
Do you think it sounds better on vinyl? Do you think
I really like some of the records. Yeah, some of the records were mixed correctly, and there was an old Benny Goodman record I had that really sounded really good, and had more warmth to it, I think, you know, compared to the MP3s or whatever you have on your phone there.
Right.
But
they seem to have more.
I
depth.
I wish I had my record player back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I said they seem to have more depth, more warmth, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Is that what you play on the radio over there?
No, we don't, but we've got them, and we're going to be setting them up, and we've been collecting lots of records over the last few years. So when we decide to pull out the vinyl, it'll be awesome right here on WCRS. So,
okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. You are going to be playing at the Mill House Thursday night from 8 to 11. Then it looks like Friday you're on the main stage from 4 to 5:15. And then Friday night you're playing from 7 to 10 at Polo's. That Mills House and Polo's, two great venues. I know you're going to have a great time at all of those. And plus the barbecue here is pretty awesome too.
Yeah, I think they changed it. My Friday gig is... it's 8 to 11 in the place called the Inn on the Square.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
From Polo's to the Inn on the Square. So, that's the Friday. But the Mill House is tomorrow.
Right.
And from 8 to 11, yeah.
Okay, so the Inn on the Square on Friday. And are you still on the main stage for an hour and a quarter?
Yep, 10th stage, 4 to 5:15, it says.
Yep, okay. All right. Well, both, regardless, the Inn on the Square is a beautiful venue. You'll just love that. That one is very awesome. And I tell you what, I did find a song of yours. What was it? Tad Walters, Keep Your Faith. I thought that was a good song.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that song a long time ago and kind of got a hold of some different little chord changes and threw the chords in there and changed it up a bit, and that one haven't ever released it, so it's a good one there.
Okay, well, I just was looking around. I had to have some music by you, so I found this on YouTube, and I thought I might play a little of it, if you don't mind, so people can get an idea of who they're going to see and what they're going to see when they come see Tad Walters right here at the Blues Cruise. Is that all right?
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm going to play that. I'm going to say goodbye. Thanks for calling in, and we'll look forward to seeing you. We'll be out doing a blues crawl Friday night, so we'll try to see you at the Inn on the Square.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much, Tad. Here is Keep Your Faith right here on WCRS.
Baby, to keep your faith. Oh, sometimes it's hard, our darling, to keep your faith. You may even find yourself, oh, in some godforsaken place, what you do. Trouble keeps you down, no matter what you do. Just remember there's always somebody got their troubles worse than you.
That's just a little sample here today. Tad Walters, Keep Your Faith. I thought that sounded good and gave you a little bit of an example what he was all about. So, we need to hear a quick word, and we, I understand, have Peter Karp on the phone with us. He is awesome. You're going to enjoy talking and listening to what he says and does. So, don't you go away. Let's hear a word. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rob Gilchrist, voice of the Emerald Vikings, and I want to tell you about Romac Trophies and Signs. Romac Trophies and Signs maintains specialized service and offers their customers personalized and customized attention. Are you looking for a special way to reward your employees or team? Try a trophy, acrylic award, plaque, or medal. Romac Trophies and Signs adds your company or organization's logo and engrave your award to make it more personal. Visit their huge showroom in the Hampton Place Shopping Center and let Romac Trophies and Signs help you select the perfect gift for retirement or employee recognition. Are you coaching a team and want to recognize your players? Romac Trophies and Signs custom builds trophies on site to fit your budget and your individual needs. Romac is a proud sponsor of WCRS and sponsors the Player of the Week for Emerald Viking football. That's Romac Trophies and Signs at the Hampton Place Shopping Center in Greenwood. Call them today at 864-229-9277.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here in Greenwood, and the gentleman I have on the phone with us here is in Tennessee, coming this way. And I got a quote I want to read you that I think kind of describes this guy pretty darn good. It says, "The list of musicians who have stepped up to play alongside blues man Peter Karp is a long one, from old school blues icons like Willie Dixon and John Lee Hooker, to contemporary ones like Don Henley, Jackson Brown. Karp, it says, however, is seldom starstruck. So even when a guy like Mick Taylor, formerly of the Rolling Stone, calls upon him for a collaboration, he sees it only as validation for the work he's doing." How you doing today, Peter Karp?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting under a tree in Franklin, Tennessee, drinking an iced tea.
That sounds like a song.
Let's get started. I got the first line. You go next.
Okay. All right. Well, Peter Karp, you have done a lot of very interesting things. You got started at an early age. I think I was reading that you learned the accordion. Is that right?
That's right. I was originally born up in outside of New York City in northern New Jersey, and at that time, all the neighbors were, you know, from places like Italy, Norway, Israel, you know, and everybody played the accordion, you know. It was, so I learned the accordion just by being in the right neighborhood. The neighborhood was very ethnic. So later on, I moved to Alabama, and I know I didn't play the accordion anymore after that.
Did you pull out the accordion, and they just looked at you and said, "What?"
Yeah, they just said, "Why don't you try that? Try picking that guitar, son. Put that accordion down."
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. That's I understand you really learned a lot about the blues living down in that area.
I did. I learned a lot of. I've learned a lot about it in both places. Really, I was blessed. I had a mom who was very into music, and she took me as a kid when I was up around New York and to see all the great blues and R&B and rock acts that came out in the 60s, from James Brown to the Beatles, to the Rolling Stones, everybody. I saw it all. You know, she would get tickets for everything. And then when I went to Alabama with my dad, I just listened to the transistor radio there in Enterprise and listened to all the gospel music, country music, blues music, and just sopped it all up in that little trailer park, you know.
That should have been That's quite a difference, though, in musical styles. How did you come to play the blues?
Well, you know, I think blues music spoke to me first. Blues and then blues rock, I think, as you call it, R&B. It spoke to me very young, and it just was in my blood. And I was also drawn to the storytelling. My mother was a writer, and I think I got her gene, and I like to write stories, and it just felt good putting it to blues music. And then, you know, I think everybody in my generation turned that into blues rock. You know, it's kind of like the transformation from Muddy Waters to the Rolling Stones or to Johnny Winter or any of that kind of thing. And then I also come from like the John Prine kind of things too. I love country music. I love songwriting, you know. That's really what I love. It's my favorite thing.
You love songwriting. Well, you know, I was reading over a press release, and I love what you said here at the end. It says, "What turns me on is absolute honesty. You have to take it seriously to stay committed to who you are and where you're coming from. That's the way I connect with my audience. You can't BS people. Wow. It's always about the honesty." I thought that was a very insightful phrase there.
I can't believe I said it. I must not have been sober when I said that.
What? You've never read your press release?
I don't know what I said. I don't believe a word of it. If you start reading, you start reading your press releases, you're in trouble. Oh man, that's the first step on the road to ruin.
Road to ruin. Well, I still thought it was, if it's got any shred of truth to it, I thought it was a pretty neat thing to say about really keeping it real and not getting too big a head there.
Well, I think all art, you know, and certainly writing, songwriting comes from honesty, and sharing an idea, thought. And if you're really honest about it, then everybody connects to it. If it's dishonest, then people don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear any baloney, you know. They want to hear the real thing. So I think you have to be honest, and the more honest you are, the more you get to know yourself better too, right? So
it's kind of a
lifelong journey.
Well, it looks like you've been on a pretty good journey and been pretty darn successful out there.
Well, you know, I love what I do. I never take it for granted. I'm coming down. I'm playing Saturday night, and I plan on burning down the house. And we go in everywhere we go. We go in to burn down the house, and that's how it is, and that's how we feel. Because, you know, what else are we going to do? Why, you know, watch CNN? I don't think so.
Well, let's see. You are going to be then burning down the house, I guess we should say, 9 to midnight at T.W. Boone's. I think you'll really like that venue. It's a great one. It's on the second floor. It's nothing but a music room up there, and it's they can be outside, inside, listening to the music and having a great time. So I think that is too cool, and you certainly are a credit to this festival to be coming right here to Greenwood.
My God, I can't wait to come. I love it. I've got friends there. I've already heard from a lot of fans and things from the South Carolina area. I love playing down there. I love South Carolina. I love playing in the South and the Southeast and, you know, all through the South, because it takes me back. Even though I was born in New Jersey and people call me a Jersey boy, I really grew up loving the South, you know, and I love the storytelling. I love the pace and the people. So I can't wait to get there.
Well, I know that your latest CD, I think, is Blue Flame. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
That's right. And I listened to it, and I know that y'all had some favorite picks out of that. But I kind of like the song, You Know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I thought I might play that as we finish up here. And can you tell us anything about You Know?
Well, that song, you know, that was a sort of a almost acoustic. I played on the guitar. A fellow named Kim Wilson, who's a harmonica player, used to play with the Fabulous Thunderbirds and has a pretty big career as a blues artist. He played harmonica on it, and I kind of made it up really a few minutes before I recorded it, and I think it just sort of I think it's just really sort of what about what we were just talking about, which is being honest with yourself. And, you know, that's pretty much about it, you know. I guess,
you know.
You know. Exactly.
Well, I sure hope I get to meet you Saturday night when you're playing at TW Booms, 9 to 12, tearing it up down here, burning the place down. I hope you mean figuratively, because you'll be certainly doing that with your music. And they'll be having a great time. Looking forward to having you here. So without further ado, I'll let you out from under the tree where you're drinking your cup of tea. And we look forward to seeing you here in Greenwood.
Me and my band will see you all. We'll see you for Saturday night.
All right, sounds good. This is You Know by Peter Karp.
When you're cool, you don't know. When you're the fool, you don't know. When you got a plan, you don't know. When you say I understand, you don't know. But late at night, on the other side of midnight, in the dark and all alone, man, you know. You really know. Man, you know. You really know.
Oh, that's right. A little Peter Karp here, you know. He's got some great music. I hope you get out to see him Saturday night at TW Boone's, where they will be tearing it up and tearing it down, and you will not want to miss this artist. So, Peter Karp, thanks for coming on today, and thank you, everybody, for listening. We've got more, though, so don't you go away. We'll be back. I'm Ann Eller, and I love the advertising success of radio so much, I bought the station, WCRS. Radio is the most responsive medium ever when it comes to selling services and products. Want to run a sale? Have a great idea? Need to promote? Need to do it fast? Radio can get your message out there fast. Newspaper, TV, just can't react as fast as radio. No need for a production team, graphics, etc. With our speed, your message is out there fast. Affordable? Absolutely yes. Qualified buyers listening? Absolutely yes. Let me show you how you can turbocharge your business. After all, you're listening, and I'm Ann Eller. I bought WCRS, the voice of Greenwood, for 76 years. Call me today, 864-229-7984. Just do it. Oh, that's right. We're right here on WCRS, and I have Tim O'Donnell on the air with us right now. We are going to be talking to the Nouveau Honkies, and they have been a big request to come back to Greenwood. And so they're going to be here. In fact, they're going to be here Thursday for a very special show at the Sundance Gallery from 8 to 11. Looks like they're going to be on the main stage from 2:30 to 4 on Friday, and then Friday night they are playing at the Art Center, so 6 to 8 p.m. So I am very proud to introduce Tim O'Donnell. How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How you doing, Ann?
I'm doing great. I'm just looking on your website here. Looks like y'all like dogs.
We like dogs a lot.
Okay, all right. Well, then you're good people, because if you like dogs, you got to be good people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So how did you all get started? You started in South Florida, right? How did this story all come together?
I was actually not playing music. Rebecca had moved down to South Florida from South Carolina and left a couple bands that she was in up there. She was down there looking for work, and right at the same time, we got hit that year by four hurricanes hit Florida. I had a shop and it was all leveled and I was trying to hustle for work and I met Rebecca at a blues jam and we decided to try to do some gigs together and that pretty much started the whole thing out. Just got some traction after that and I think that was beginning of 2005. We had some of our first shows. 2006 went by and 2007 we found ourselves in Memphis, Tennessee. At the IBC and then cut another record in 2008 and just started touring a lot. And we were a four-piece band at the time. And then recently here, I guess about 4 or 5 years ago, we got rid of all our stuff and moved in an RV and went out as a duo. And it was kind of restarting over, but it was really good. And we actually just sold our RV and we are now located out of Knoxville, Tennessee. We just bought a house in Knoxville, Tennessee. So,
but it really wasn't a duo because you did have the two dogs, right?
We had the two dogs, so yeah. Yeah, they travel with us all the time.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you sold your RV and you're settling down and you got a house. What's that going to mean as far as travel now?
Well, the reason we got the house in Knoxville is just because it's right there, 40 and 75. It's a really good city for us to travel out of. Most of our work throughout the spring and the summer and the early fall, everything is a relatively short drive considering it takes 4.5 hours to get out of Florida just to get out of the state. So 4.5 hours from Knoxville is all over the place. So,
yeah, we used to live in Florida, and one of the reasons we left, although it's kind of hard for me to believe why we're in Greenwood, but anyways, one of the reasons we left was because we used to travel all around the southeast here, and it was hard to get out of Florida. We drove forever just to get out of Florida. Yeah.
Well, the model for a touring band is the ideal model is you have a central spot, and you spiral out of that spot, keep coming home, and build your fan base. The thing about spiraling out of South Florida is half the time you're either in the Gulf of Mexico or in the Atlantic Ocean if you're spiraling. So and there's not many people out there in the Bermuda Triangle. So,
well, there you go. I guess that would be a good reason. So, Let's see. She plays the violin. What do you play? I don't really know. What do you play?
I play guitar and I do some percussion stuff with my feet now, only when it calls for it. And then and we both sing. Yeah.
You do some percussion stuff with your feet.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me, please?
I used to play drums, so I figured they were down there, and I might as well use them. You know what I mean?
Okay. So are you stomping or you got the drums down there? That's what I need to know.
I got they're drums. They're stuff I stomp on down there. Yeah, so.
Okay. All right. I was just checking. Well, hasn't it surprised you the response that you've had since you all got together? And I mean, that's such an amazing story that it would work out to turn into something.
Well, it's just, I mean, we think back and we still spend our winters down in Florida just because it's season and we work a lot down there and we have a great fan base down there. But there's so many people in Florida that leave Florida in the summertime, and they're all up in Michigan and all through Ohio and through the Northeast. So it's kind of funny because it's not that our crowd changes too much when we get out of Florida. It's kind of a lot of the same crowd. I think the first show we played ever in Michigan last year, I think 70% of the people that showed up were people that had seen us in Florida. So it's kind of ironic that it works out that way. So so we're really blessed. We're really fortunate to be doing what we're doing and making an honest living, an honest day's work, we just love it that people come out and just try to entertain, and you know, we're in the making humans happy business is how we look at it. So,
well, you know, the world sure needs some happiness right now, and I think that is terrific. The song that you that y'all did that's on your newest CD here, Will and Faith, is there any reality to that story there?
It kind of is. I mean, when I met Rebecca, I had gone through a terrible breakup, and I don't know. I think it's just kind of a kind of a theme of life. It seems like whenever you try to plan to do something, it never really works out that way. And sometimes the best things that happen are the things that you resist the most as well.
Right.
Yeah, you know, natural tendency to resist things. I know when I was younger, it was kind of funny. You just resist something because you don't think it's cool, or you don't think that you want your life to go in that direction. But I think just being way more honest with the universe and where it steers you is the way to go. So.
Well, it's a good song. I'm going to play it here in just a minute for everybody so they can hear it. Now, the Nouveau Honkies, you are going to be Thursday, tomorrow evening, 8 to 11 at the Sundance Gallery. That's a fantastic venue. Everybody will be there enjoying that. Friday, you're going to be on the main stage from 2:30 to 4 and be tempted by all that barbecue wafting across in
yes.
front of you. And then Friday, the 13th, you will be 6 to 8 at the Art Center. We do what we call is a blues cruise live on the radio. We go around to all the different venues, talk to the artists, talk to the people. I hope I get a few minutes out there to talk to you and Rebecca when you're performing there at the Art Center Friday night.
We look forward to it.
That's right. So thanks so much for calling in. Let's see, you're up in Asheville. I guess you'll be coming into town tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be heading in tomorrow and getting set up and getting shined up and polished and be ready to go.
All right, so Thursday night, 8 to 11 at the Sundance Gallery. It is here, and the Nouveau Honkies are here. I'm going to play your song, Will and Faith, and I'm going to say thanks so much for calling in today. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds great. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I ain't looking for love. Just got over another. She left me on the dark side of blue. Now I'm feeling my oats, fixing my boat, doing whatever I want to do. My heart's still in the shop, and I forgot half of my chops, so I cut my hair, cleaned up my face. Tonight I might be a star, buy around for the whole bar. That's why I came into this place.
In this place where some folks come together, in this place where some folks fall apart, in this place where we come out of the weather, in this place we can make a new start.
He drove my heart right in the ground, then he rolled right out of town. Felt like he stuffed a needle in my eye. He nearly blew up a world. I know white girls start seeing girls after knowing what I've learned from you guys. I had to restart my life.
In this place where some folks fall apart, in this place where we come out of the weather, in this place we can make a new start. That two or three damn sales, all up might just turn into fate. My heart is beating like a drum, and the best is yet to come. I can tell by the look upon your face that life don't get much better, and this might just last forever. I'm so glad that we came into this place. In this place where some folks come together, in this place where some folks fall apart, where we come out of the weather, in this place we can make a new start.
Oh, that's-
That's the Nouveau Honkies. You don't want to miss them tomorrow evening, 8 to 11. Oops, nope. 8 to 11, yes, at Sundance Gallery. Friday, 2:30 to 4 on the main stage, and Friday night at the Art Center, 6 to 8. Hey, I need just a quick word, and I think we have a winner on the phone. I mean a winner. Don't you go away.
Hi, this is Rob Gilchrist, voice of the Emerald Vikings, and I want to tell you about Romac Trophies and Signs. Romac Trophies and Signs maintains specialized service and offers their customers personalized and customized attention. Are you looking for a special way to reward your employees or team? Try a trophy, acrylic award, plaque, or medal. Romac Trophies and Signs adds your company or organization's logo and engrave your award to make it more personal. Visit their huge showroom in the Hampton Place Shopping Center and let Romac Trophies and Signs help you select the perfect gift for retirement or employee recognition. Are you coaching a team and want to recognize your players? Romac Trophies and Signs custom builds trophies on site to fit your budget and your individual needs. Romac is a proud sponsor of WCRS and sponsors the Player of the Week for Emerald Viking football. That's Romac Trophies and Signs at the Hampton Place Shopping Center in Greenwood. Call them today at 864-229-9277.
Oh, that's right. We're here with our final interview for today. We saved the best for last. That's right. We have the, how's that? Does that give me any points here today? Okay, we're talking to the Nighthawks, Mark Winner, and he's the Nighthawks, one of America's most enduring blues combos. They've been tearing it up since the 70s, and they've had a lot of albums. They've been having a good time, and the Harp King, Mark Winner, is here. For those of you that like motorcycles, he even has, he started at an early age of 13, putting together a mini bike to start a career with his love of motorcycles, and over the years he's built many of them. I'm looking at a picture of one that looks pretty awesome. How you doing today, Mark?
I'm most excellent. Rolling down Interstate 81, on our way to see you.
Okay, are you on a motorcycle? I just need to know.
No, I am not. I'm riding shotgun in the band van.
Okay, all right. Riding shotgun. That sounds good, because it's hard to drive and talk at the same time, or it could be not good. But
Absolutely.
So,
Especially a hand shifter.
Yeah, a hand shifter, yeah, particularly. That gets difficult. But, you know, you grew up in Maryland, correct?
Yes. Yeah. In Maryland and D.C. and Virginia, too, right? All what they call the MVA.
Yeah. And where do you live and where do you live now?
I'm in Maryland.
In Maryland.
I'm not that far from where I grew up. I did most of my growing up.
Wow. Well, I bet the area has changed a whole lot, though, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
My husband,
D.C. was a small southern town when I moved, when I was young. It's not that anymore.
Now it's a true swamp. There you go. All right. Well, anyways, how did you get started in this music business? Anyways, what got you started?
Well, I grew up listening to the DC radio, which is pretty phenomenal. When I talk to people who grew up in other areas, we were real lucky. I kind of started really listening to the radio in 1956. And up till about 56, 57, 58, things were kind of wide open, and the local rock and roll guys were playing everything, which included what I now know as blues, like Jimmy Reed, Johnny Hooker, and jump blues like Joe Turner. And then they were playing Elvis and Carl Perkins, and then they were playing the, you know, all the doo-wop stuff. So my little head got filled with a lot of great music. And then at 58 and 9, it sort of, the pop music thing sort of took over the rock thing, but there were three African-American stations in D.C. playing James Brown and even Muddy Waters. So we switched over to listening to them for a while, and that was then. Of course, 60s came, and the Rolling Stones taught everybody about blues. So my first real music biz experience, my brother was in a soul band in the early 60s, and because I had a driver's license, I'd go pick up their band uniforms on Friday. and that was my little job. And that got me the opportunity to come to their gigs and hang around like I was somebody important. So I'd bring my girlfriend to my brother's band jobs, and would come in and say, I said, I'm the band's manager, you know. So then I started playing harmonica, and, you know, I had just enough of an aggressive streak to ask people to let me get on their stage and play. Now I hate it when people do that to me. But you know, actually some pretty amazing people let me play. I got to play with Slim Harpo and Lightning Slim when I was, oh, like 19 years old, just because there was nobody in the place. And I asked if I could. They said, oh, we don't care. Come on.
That's pretty awesome, though. I mean, you got to look back at those experiences. Don't you ever look back at your life and go, wow, I really did that, or wow, I just said this and they let me come up and play with them.
Right. Well, all you had to do was ask sometimes. If you didn't ask, they weren't going to invite you just out of the blue. Some of the punk kids sitting there, you know, watching every move they made. They thought I might have been a stalker or something.
Well, why did you decide to play the harp, the harmonica? Why did you decide to play that?
Well, I played the trumpet early on, you know, in elementary school. Then I got braces, and that put an end to that. And I still sort of think I hear that in my head to a degree. But I got real lazy after the braces came off. You have to build up a lip, and I just got lazy about that. And I got stubby little fingers that didn't seem to want to play guitar. So in about mid-11th grade, one of my buddies just handed me a C harp, and I started honking away on it that night. And I happened to be in the key of C, and I was playing the Elmore James record in the key of D. Well, that's actually sort of sophisticated harp playing in terms of what they call positions as far as what key the harp you can play. I can play a harp in like four different keys, one harp. Like I can play a C harp in the key of G, the key of C, even in the key of E and the key of D, with a certain amount of facility in all of those. So, some are better applied. But anyway, I was playing along with this great blues record, and I was playing the right notes, sort of, and I was having fun. I said, well, this is easy. I'm going to do this. Easy is always better, you know. So it turned out it was a lot harder than I thought to actually, you know, do what I wanted to do on it. So after about 50 years, I think I'm kind of getting the hang of it. But
You know, do you have a lot of harps, a lot of harmonicas? Do you have a whole, do you collect specific ones or anything?
Oh, yeah. It's, the set I bring on stage is about 8 different keys. The set I take to the studio is more like 12 different keys, and then some highs and lows in the same keys. And then I have backups because they weren't really made to suffer the abuses of what you do when you play blues harmonica. You kind of torture the poor thing. It's comparable to, I guess, bending strings on a guitar. You can kind of see that visually. Mm-hmm. You keep pushing that string sideways, eventually it's going to break.
Right.
And it's certainly going to go out of tune. Well, that's what happens internally to the reeds in a harmonica. So you have to have, if you're going to walk on them like that, you got to have one to grab when it just dies on you.
Well, you know, I think that is so interesting, and particularly when you think about how the harmonica has been, you know, it's traveled. It's been all over the world. It's been part of the Army and the Navy, and people have played them everywhere.
I've got a Civil War battlefield one that's in a little frame my buddy dug up out at Bull Run with a metal detector.
How about that? I bet that's really cool.
Yeah, so, it's pretty neat.
It is pretty neat. And now, tell us just a little bit about this motorcycle thing you did, and then we'll switch back to some music, because your parents got you a motorcycle, parts to a mini bike. They didn't think you would put it together, and from that, you became big into motorcycles, huh?
Yeah.
You think you're breaking up a little bit, Mark? Did we lose him? He's traveling on Highway 81. I think we're losing Mark. Well, let us just say this. The Nighthawks, they are making a return visit here to Greenwood. I believe it was a couple of years ago that he was here. Mark Wenner is a phenomenal, phenomenal harpist, and his band has been around since, the 60s, and they are still going strong. They are playing Thursday evening, July 12th, 8 to 11 at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. That's going to be a good one. Friday, they are going to be tearing it up on the main stage, 8:30 to 10. Hopefully, we'll be able to get by and talk to Mark there, and he is, as they say, the harp king. He has played with the best. He even had Greg Allman was wanted to be part of their band. In this interview I've got that was here, Greg Allman, who, it says, was fresh off his relationship with Cher, started showing up at gigs to jam with the Nighthawks. He told Rolling Stone he was going to join the Nighthawks, Mark said. And then the interviewer said, did he ever tell the Nighthawks he was going to join the Nighthawks? Not really, said Mark. So he has played with the best. He is huge into motorcycles. I think he builds them or has. He's kind of just doing his own thing. He says he's got his own fleet of motorcycles. I think we got to play a song right now from his CD, All You Gotta Do with the Nighthawks. Let's see. What shall we play? That's All You Gotta Do right here on WCRS. Let's see if I can get this one to play. Here we go.
All right, turn it up, Ann.
Oh.
that's right. That is the Nighthawks. All you got to do, you are going to fall in love with their music. They are coming all the way from Maryland down here. They will be here, as I said, Thursday, July 12th, 8 to 11 at Fat Daddy's. Friday, 8:30 to 10 on the main stage. So tomorrow is Thursday, so that's the beginning of the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. 6 p.m., I believe, is the time they close off the road going into Uptown Greenwood. There will be a detour. Don't be deterred, though, because there's plenty of parking all around. So make sure you get out there. Make sure you get out and enjoy all the festivities, all the fun, all the barbecue, all the great music. People have worked very, very, very hard to pull this off, and I, being not really on the inside, but being on the peripheral of the inside, know how hard they've worked and how attention to detail they are. They want you to come out and have a good time. So with that said, I think we're going to give it up here for this afternoon. Certainly has been a pleasure, and it certainly is amazing because we actually have had all the artists that were calling in call in. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we are going to have AKA Shrimp City Slim, Gary Irwin, and Clam Chop will be here too. John Clam Chop will be here. We'll be talking all about the event, all of the things that they're up to and doing. Gary's done a lot of traveling in the last year. I'll be excited to hear how his traveling has been. So don't miss tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5. Friday, we have Gail Storm in studio, plus somebody else. I don't have my list right here in front of me. Oh, yes, I do. Friday in studio, I think I might, but nope, I don't have the second page, but we'll have Gail, and another person is going to be here with us. We're going to enjoy it. Hope you're going to enjoy it, and don't forget, Friday night from 7 to 9-ish, from 7-ish to 9-ish, we'll be doing a blues cruise all over Greenwood. And we hope to see you out there. I hope to talk to you. We'll be live on the air. We'll be playing music right here in the studio. And we'll be talking to the artists and hearing the sights and sounds of the 18th Annual Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. That's going to do it for me. Have a good one, everybody. Woo! I'm pooped.